we've made major progress in terms of four of our main systems in the hospital, and that's allowing us now to increase the number of patients we're seeing in the hospital for the latter part of this week, or today and tomorrow. And we expect that progress to continue next week, and we will gradually be increasing the numbers of patients we're seeing. The other side of that is there's still a lot of systems that aren't up. The systems we do have up do not have their full functionality. So there's things we cannot do. The very first week, Greg, I talked to you about doctors having to shuffle pieces of paper instead of being able to look at trends and compare results on a computer screen. Now we can see the individual results on the computer screen, so we don't have to wait for the bits of paper to be delivered, but we still don't have that correlation software to allowed some of the analysis to be done, so that's still having to be done manually. So there are still delays, there are still constraints. We are still restricted in the number of tests that we can do through the system, but we're making ongoing progress in terms of increasing that. So that's been reflected in the fact that we will be, our theatre list today will be going ahead very close to normal levels, but our outpatients are still restricted. There'll still be major delays in the emergency department. We're still not in a position to resume normal appointments for ultrasounds and scans and x-rays, and we're still not in a position to take blood samples from GPs.